None the Richer Rose It For You, Penny. Welcome.
I do love that song.
Nice to see you again on a happy Friday.
Yes.
And for your Friday roundup.
Yes, a lot has unfolded across the North Coast this week. Decisions affecting our roads, our beaches, and even the end of an era for an iconic brand. Here's your Friday focus to get you up to speed. We'll start off with the Lamontagne Promenade proposal. The proposed changes to the Belita Promenade in front of Lamontagne Hotel has triggered a strong public reaction. Residents responded to our social media post and our podcast after learning that the hotel's body corporate has applied to lower, shift and rebuild a section of the public walkway. According to documents submitted to the Environmental Department, the proposal includes cutting up to 1.5 meters into the dune, lowering the walkway, shifting the public route closer to storm surge reach, replacing the dune face with a retaining wall and a clear view fence, and decommissioning the existing promenade. EDTA has ruled this must be treated as a new structure, not a routine upgrade. This triggers a stricter environmental process and raises concerns about dune stability, coastal risk, and long-term public access. The hotel cites privacy and security. Residents argue the promenade is a public asset and any realignment requires full transparency. The public comment window closes on the 13th of December, that's tomorrow. Anyone who uses the promenade or beachfront access qualifies as an interested and affected party. No technical expertise is required. You just need a single sentence which counts as a comment. And this step matters. Once environmental authorization is issued, reversal is extremely difficult in the environmental record. Silence is treated as consent. Now, all instructions, the official notice, and the uncensored episode explaining the process are available on the Life and Style Facebook page and the Life and Style website under podcast. You just follow the steps to submit your comments before the window closes tomorrow. And we've gone to the Cochter Forensic Report, which we all have been waiting for. KwaZulu-Natal's Department of Cooperative Governance has presented its forensic investigation into Kwadukuza Municipality. The probe was initiated under Section 106 after allegations of fraud, corruption and maladministration. Councillors received a technical briefing this week. The report runs over 200 pages and examines 9 areas of concern: financial management, internal controls, disaster grant projects, municipal vehicle use, and irregular expenditure flagged by the Auditor General. Cochter reminded the municipality that council now has a legal obligation to act on the findings. The department may intervene if appropriate remedial steps are not implemented. The report is expected to be tabled at the next council meeting. Once tabled, it becomes a public document and will be a significant governance test for Kwadukuza in the months to come. And we're looking at the festive season safety operations. The law enforcement agencies across the North Coast have shifted into full festive season mode. Beach patrols are up, roadblocks are going to be intensified, and visibility has increased in high traffic areas. A major operation at the Ntumvoti Toll saw Lembe Police, Community Safety, Kwadukuza Traffic conduct roadworthy checks, traffic law enforcement, and fine collection. Holiday crowds also bring the usual rise in theft, ATM scams, and opportunistic crime. Residents are urged to stay alert and cancel transactions immediately if anything appears suspicious. Alcohol-related incidents remain a concern. Kwadukuza has 55 lifeguards on duty daily from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening, so only at protected beaches, and avoid drinking before entering the water. Ward councillors, neighbourhood watchers and business groups are coordinating seasonal cleanups by law enforcement, and the municipality has completed major electrical upgrades ahead of the holiday influx. Though traffic light repairs remain ongoing, authorities say the region's prepared, but vigilance will remain essential as crowds build. And KwaZulu-Natal is also heading into its strongest festive season in years, with up to 1.1 million domestic trips and more than 34,000 international arrivals expected this December. SANRAL says major routes are ready, but delays at toll plazas are likely as volumes increase over the next 2 weeks. The busiest routes include the N2 North Coast from Durban to Tongaat, the N2 South Coast to Winkelspruit, and the N3 between Johannesburg and Durban. Traffic will also be heavy on cross-border routes into neighboring states. The busiest outbound days from the 15th and 16th December, and once again from the 20th to the 23rd. Return traffic peaks between the 2nd and the 4th of January. Motorists are urged to plan ahead, allow extra time, and prioritize road safety. And finally, if you've been hunting for a box of quality streets, you're not alone. Shoppers have spent the week comparing notes about empty shelves and missing favorites. Confusion escalated when a message from the South African Quality Street account on X suggested the chocolates have been discontinued locally. Nestle has actually not issued a public statement yet, but there was a statement issued on the Australian website saying that the quality streets in Australia from the UK have been discontinued and they will no longer be importing them. And the unofficial website said that they have also discontinued the sweets here. And, you know, and it was such a very Christmas tradition, which, you know, everyone remembers. And Quality Streets first entered our shelves in 1939, and they have been part of our festive season culture for a long time. So a lot of people called the Nestle Quality Streets a Christmas Grinch. A lot of them complained. So currently there are boxes, but those, the website said, are imported. The retailers are importing them from overseas. So, you know, a stack will be dwindled, and obviously the prices are a little bit higher. And, you know, firm favorites are out. So if you are around and you see a quality street box, maybe you should grab it, because that's an end of an era.
Collector's item. What was your favorite?
Oh, my goodness. There were four girls in our family, and it was a big tussle. Mine was the purple one. You know, it's called the purple one with the hazelnut and the caramel, and also the fudge. The fudge was a very firm favorite, and we actually used to count the wrappers, and my mom had to intervene sometimes because the fight got brutal for those two.
For the purple one.
The purple one was, yes.
And there was a Turkish Delight one that I particularly
liked. Oh, my gosh, it was my worst.
Oh, you didn't like Turkish Delight? Well, we could share them quite happily.
Yeah, yes, we would be a happy couple. And, yeah, that is for Friday's focus for today. Everyone keep safe and enjoy the good weather, and everyone's like dialing down into holiday mode. Hey
but we'll still be going another week or so. So
we will
back
still
again
be
at the end of next week for another one of those wonderful wrap-ups. Yes. Thanks, Penny.
Thank
and
you.
Of course, you'll be in with your podcast this week as well.
I will be here on Wednesday.
Looking forward to that.